This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's hour two on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. I'm going to try to figure out what the Nets are doing. Frank Isola, who covers the Nets and the NBA, will join us. We'll look back on what happened last night. We look at the NBA draft, I think, differently than we do the NFL draft. We expect immediate results from the draft picks in the NFL, at least in the first couple of rounds. In the NBA, he's a project. Not sure where he fits in yet. He's only 18 or 19. You got college players, football-wise, coming out that are 22, 23 years of age. That's the big difference. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. In case you're wondering, Traeger Grills fired up. They were fired up yesterday, overnight, 24-hour brisket, pulled pork sandwiches, baked mac and cheese. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Tyler has been here all night. He had the brisket on the Traeger, and he said, I'm going to stay here and make sure we do it right. Yes, Seton.
Did your dog Winnie stay with him too?
My dog did not. We brought Winnie home. She has curfew. And we got her home around 9 o'clock.
That feels a little cruel by you. Got to admit.
She was tired. Wow. She was tired. She spends all day here at the man cave.
She had a busy day yesterday,
yeah, she
too.
She did. Yeah, she plays with Penny, our house dog, and she's busy. But I said to Tyler, I've got to bring home my my girl. And I brought her home at 9 o'clock, and she was ready to go to bed. Yes, Paul.
She's an energetic pup.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
High motor.
She has a high motor.
She headbutted me the other day. I was trying to do a sit-up or two. All of a sudden, the dog just comes barreling in. I hear this noise. I turn head-to-head. I was seeing stars.
Well, Doug Gottlieb was here yesterday in the man cave. We were shooting hoops, and this was right after the show. And then Winnie comes out of her cage. She has her cage. It's right by where Tyler sits answering phone calls. She comes running out. And then Doug goes, oh, you got a puppy. Boom. Gave him a cup check right away. I said, oh, I was going to tell you, be careful. She She'll give you a cup check. All right, we got a poll question, I think, from the first hour. Is that going to bleed over to the second hour, Seton O'Connor?
We have yesterday's big winner, Dan, the Pistons, Rockets, Texas Longhorns, Aaron Judge. Right now, 47% have the Texas Longhorns, which many people have pointed out. Looks like this poll will be the only thing Texas wins for a while.
Wow.
I have Aaron Judge coming in at 20%, though. That's pretty good.
All right. I like what the Pistons are doing. You got a backcourt here. I like Jaden Ivey, maybe more than I should, but I think he's a great two-way player. He's the most athletic player in the draft. And you got Cade Cunningham. You got Ivey. Do you come up with DeAndre Ayton, who is a 2010 guy, and he's only, what, 21 years of age? And then you got a nucleus here. Maybe Detroit has something there. The Knicks don't. Because the Knicks drafted Hope last night. Not Hope Solo, they drafted Hope. And you know what we say, up with hope, down with dope. You might include dopes with that hope. When you draft nobody in a draft that it feels like there was depth there, I mean, it feels like a disappointment. If you're a Knicks fan, you're like, all right, who did we get? Nobody? You know, at least when you drafted Obi Toppin, you got a guy, an energetic, maybe a high motor guy. I don't know how good he's going to be, but they haven't had an all-star. They get Kemba Walker, and now they ship him to Detroit. You know, kind of nameless, faceless franchise. It feels like it's living in a different era, a different century, where you go, nobody cares about the Garden. These players, you might play there in college, but it's not like somebody goes, man, I can't wait to bring the Roars back here. Yeah, Marv.
I think people care about the Garden, not the Knicks. Like LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan, they came to play at the Garden.
Okay.
They didn't come to play the Knicks. Okay. They didn't care who was there.
All right. That's fair.
Let's go, New York, big ball. Let's go.
Earlier this week, extension talks between the Nets and Kyrie stalled. Since then, pretty much everybody appears to be interested, or he's interested in pretty much everybody. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavericks, 76ers, all listed as preferred destinations. You got a contract dispute here, and you got leverage, and it feels like this is a negotiating ploy. Then you got the Kevin Durant aspect that goes along with this. If Kyrie would say, hey, sign and trade me, or I'm going to just walk and go take $6 million from the Lakers and play. And then what's KD say? Well, what are you going to build around me now? Because KD has to look around watching Steph Curry just win a title, win the finals MVP, and say, I got to get another one of these. I got to get one on a team that I helped build, not that I joined. And he's 34 years of age. Clock's ticking. There aren't many LeBrons in the league that can still put up 30 at the age of 37. But LeBron may need Kyrie. I mean, that's the part of this. Do you go, oh, God, do I do this? Well, what are his options? He's not going to win a championship with that team that he has now. And he knows that. Although, didn't they sign Scottie Pippen's son?
It's a summer league contract.
Yeah,
all
right.
And Shaq's son, too, I think, signed a Laker deal.
Did? Okay, yeah.
Everybody's son getting signed last night.
I know. There were a lot of...
Drafted.
Yeah. His dad played with the Sacramento Kings, and you go, that's right, I remember that. But if you're LeBron, do you go, let's make this work? I still can't imagine him going to the 76ers, where you have James Harden and Kyrie. Now, it'd be fabulous to watch, but... If you're Joel Embiid and you're going, nope. You got Tyrese Maxey. Like, you have a couple of good young players there. You don't need Kyrie. Yeah, more.
But, and if you're in the NBA, aren't you watching the Timberwolves, the Grizzlies do this through the draft without having to deal with all this, you know, get this guy, get that guy,
yeah,
and just kind of build and get really good players? So they get Kyrie, and it's not even a guarantee if he plays.
I just can't trust him. That's all. I know, great talent. But I just want to know when I show up every day, if I'm a coach, that I know who's there, who's going to play. And if you're not going to play, that we decided that you weren't going to play that day or this week. I can't trust him. But he is a wild card because I don't think you can go, well, he'd never do that. Can't do that. But I can't imagine the 76ers going, you know what we need? We need Kyrie. We need more drama. Do you think it ends up with Ben Simmons is the one guy with the Nets when it's all said and done? Like Kyrie, KD, they're gone. It's Ben Simmons' team there. Going to build around Ben Simmons. All right. So we'll talk to Frank Isola. He covers the Nets. He'll join us coming up. Also, more on Arch Manning going to Texas. Not this year. Next year. And maybe they get a, I don't know, 500 record. Maybe they have a winning record there. But that's big news. That was really big news there. In case you're wondering, I relegated Fritzy's limericks to the newsletter. That was breaking news yesterday. Similar to the news of Arch Manning going to Texas. But I mentioned that I had a talk with Todd. And I said, you know what? Let's put the limericks on the newsletter. I still want you to write them, and then you could still submit them. But I just want to make sure, like you, I sent your limericks down to AAA. That's it.
You did.
And, you know, I might bring them back up. We are doing the SportsCenter teases, which I think everybody likes that. But you might be like Crash Davis and Bull Durham. You never get called up.
But you're still, there's still hope.
Yeah,
they're going with the hope theme of the day.
Yeah, and, you know, he had his, you know, whatever, a couple of games in the majors and got sent down to the minor leagues in Boulder.
And it's not double A or single A or completely out of baseball.
It's triple A.
That's another newsletter that's a strong addition to the show. So if we call it, we're calling it triple A, but it's right there just under the Dan Patrick Show.
Thank you, Todd.
It's all under the same umbrella. It's
and
all good.
By the way, we wondered that I was going to put them on the newsletter. And I said to Mario, can you track how many people sign up for the newsletter hearing the news that Fritzy's limericks are going to be on the newsletter? I have the updated number. Yes, Eaton?
78.
78 is your number. Marv, I'm not giving you the over-under. How many new subscribers? Doesn't cost you anything. All you do is sign up. Give us your email address. We send you a recap of the show every single day. I'm very proud of what the Backroom guys have done with this. Rob and Mary have done a wonderful job. All right. How many new subscribers?
208.
208. Paulie?
I swear I was going to say 211.
Well, you can.
I know, but like I wasn't going to Marvin to just be over. 211.
All right. Fritzy?
126.
350 new subscribers.
Right. Whoa!
That's real nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
650 decided not. Okay. They unsubscribed.
Why do you got to
plus
do that?
Minus is still a negative
yeah,
600.
Yeah, your plus minus is not very good
it's
right
Jason
now.
Tatum-like.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, shot.
Yes, yes, Paul.
When you unsubscribe or something, they always go, what reason? Disappointed yeah. with her? Other.
Todd's limericks.
Lightning and Avalanche Game 5 coming up tonight. A couple of phone calls in here. Nick in Oregon leads us off this hour. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Just wanted to say I'm originally from Ohio, live in Oregon now, but I do have some friends who follow the Browns. And I would not want Deshaun Watson as my quarterback, and some of them don't want him either. But I imagine some of the fans just want to see him like do well on the field and don't care. And they seem to be ready for a year suspension with the contract they gave him. So ultimately, why does the NFL even plan to suspend him? I would think they like don't want him like in the league, you know, given what has happened, if, you know, more comes to sense, but they're kind of preparing for a punishment. So what is their plan? Are they going to punish the team in other ways if they kind of sign people like this going forward? Or is there any sort of thing that they would do to kind of like restrict teams from signing players with 24 instances or whatever it may be?
I don't know. All I know is the information I got yesterday from a source that the suspension is going to start at a year, and then the negotiation process is going to begin. But I was told that negotiations didn't break down. It's just, it's a year. You got still four more lawsuits pending. And, you know, a story to keep an eye on that has not been reported as much is what role the Texans played and will they be disciplined? Because it felt like that was a safe space for him. The Texans provided a safe space for him. Pandemic hit. Then he was on his own, went on Instagram, and then that's when he got himself into further trouble here. What did the Texans know, and when did they know it? Source said that to me. But as far as moving forward, a year, maybe more. But if it's appealed, the appeal is heard by the commissioner. That's worth noting. He doesn't decide the initial punishment. But I think they want to have a number there. They want to have something that's tangible there and then say, all right, this is what it is. Now, let's move one way or another on this because it could be more than a year. But that's, I think, the starting point. George in L.A. Hi, George. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going, Dan?
Hey, bud.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Hey, anyways, the Lakers. I mean, that's my biggest question here that I have. As far as Russell Westbrook, I mean, if you're going to get Kyrie Irving, you obviously have to move Russell Westbrook first to that $47 million. But he has the right, doesn't he? Doesn't he have the right to exercise that, which he obviously will? So it's like we're pretty much stuck with him. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, no, you can trade him. You know, people keep bringing up John Wall. Well, John Wall played as much as I did last year. Salaries match up. Houston is paying John Wall to not play. $47 million to not play. But John Wall did average 20 the year before. So you're going to say, we don't want Russ. Understand what's going on behind the scenes. You got him. You don't want him. But you can't do anything about it. And Darvin Ham, the new coach, is not going to badmouth him. But what is going on behind the scenes is Doug Gottlieb said yesterday, if LeBron moves on from you, you're done. But he's the one that wanted him. Now you got to figure out how do you move on from him. But Darvin Ham, when he came on the show, he's like, no, he's part of our... Okay, Russ doesn't play defense. Darvin Ham said, you know, we want him to be a defensive guy. He doesn't want to play. It just feels like when Russ is out of L.A., they're going to hear stories. What was going on behind the scenes? And the Lakers got themselves in this situation because LeBron wanted him. AD wanted him. How they didn't see him and how he played with Washington or Houston, like that's what's mind-blowing. Buddy Hield, I know what I'm getting with Buddy. And this is whenever LeBron is great or is on a great team, he's got shooters. He's got spot-up shooters. He didn't have that. When LeBron is your shooter, that's not a good shooting team. But that's what I didn't understand. You could get a shooter. They wanted Russell Westbrook. So, we'll take a break. Frank Isola will join us coming up. We'll talk about the Nets situation, Kyrie, KD, the Knicks. Also, we'll check in with those covering the University of Texas with the big news with Arch Manning going there to the Longhorns. More phone calls coming up. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Do I have a live read here to mention? Do I do Discover Card here, Seton, or do I have M Drive?
You got an M Drive here, Dan.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Paulie had some M Drive today.
Yeah, I whipped up a shake.
I like that. I got my, here's my M Drive right here. Got the scoop in there, smoothie, all good stuff.
Going with the chocolate there?
The smoothie.
I like the chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate's good, it tastes good. And people say, well, you don't need the weight loss bundle. Well, maybe a little bit.
More like the weight keep it off bundle.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Yes, Ton.
And ever since Paulie started the M-Drive, he's working out before the show. He's working out after the show. He's working out 2-3 times over like a 7-hour period.
I know. You're like, you're Schwarzenegger.
Beach season. Then I'll give it all right back.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. No, Sally Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I'll take it.
Not Arnold.
My favorite flavor is marinara, I think, of theirs.
M-Drive weight loss bundle at mdrivedan.com.
They don't have marinara.
No, they don't.
Oh.
10% savings plus free shipping. If you don't love it after 60 days, get your money back guaranteed. mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready-for-anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. More phone calls coming up. How surprised were you that Arch Manning is going to Texas? The thing that I would point out, and I don't know if Steve Sarkisian is a coach, great head coach. He might be a great number two guy. But he's an offensive-minded guy, and if you look at his track record, if I have Mac Jones, I have Tua, He's developed some quarterbacks ready for the NFL. And if you're looking at a pro style, not going to be gimmicky. And if you're Arch Manning, you want to get ready for the NFL. But I'm guessing that would factor in to his decision to go to Texas. Who is going to be coaching me? And if you look at Steve Sarkisian, he probably has a pretty good list of quarterbacks that he's helped develop, whether as a head coach or as an offensive coordinator. But we'll have more about this coming up next hour. Frank Isola, the Nets studio host, maybe he can help us here. He's also one of the contributors to Around the Horn. Pardon the interruption. What were you expecting last night, Frank? Well,
first of all, speaking of quarterbacks,
yes.
Last week you had Tom Brady on.
Yeah.
That's a great get. And now this week you have me. I mean, at this point, you could probably just walk away happy. Tom Brady and me in back-to-back weeks. Those are two great gets by you, Dan. Outstanding work. That was a good interview, by the way.
Brady's the warm-up act to you, is what you're saying, Frank.
You two dashing, good-looking guys. That was a good interview.
Thank you,
sir. Who knows what's going to happen with Kyrie? There's always drama, right, Dan? You know, whether he's not playing, whether he is playing, there always seems to be drama surrounding Kyrie Irving. I think the Nets are kind of steadfast in this idea that they only want to give him a short-term contract. And how can you blame them? We know the numbers. He's played in 103 games in 3 years. He's missed 123. The guy just isn't available enough. So, yes, we know all about the big shot that he hit with Cleveland against Golden State. We're now beyond 6 years of that happening. And what has he done since then? So, and he thinks himself as a top 75 player. That's all great. You just haven't played enough for the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. It felt like a leverage play when I first heard it. I still feel it's that way, but that hasn't stopped the media with running with the possibilities here. Now, Kyrie says, hey, if you're going to trade me, here's six teams here. Then there's the KD portion of this. Separate fact from fiction here.
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, Kevin Durant, kind of following Draymond Green, considers himself new media. And he actually released a podcast just this morning where he kind of addressed the stuff. The problem is, you know, whoever was doing the interview didn't ask him specifically, if Kyrie Irving were to leave, would you ask the Nets to be traded? So new media, old media like you and I would have asked that direct question. That would have been better off. But the way that he answered the questions and the way that he spoke about it leads me to believe that Kevin Durant wants Kyrie there, but don't necessarily attach my future to what he might do. So I think this is, come on, Joe Tsai, the owner, Sean Marks, the general manager, these discussions have to take place with Kevin Durant in mind. He's already committed. Here's the thing, Dan, he's already committed 4 years to this organization. So I said it before, one of the most underrated stories in the NBA last year was that Kevin Durant signed up for 4 more years. So if the Nets can do something, if Kyrie's back, I'm sure Kevin Durant's going to be happy with that. And I think if they can get something for Kyrie Irving, I think Kevin Durant's going to think, let's go, game on, let's play.
When it comes to Kyrie, I say never say never, because he's a wild card that I don't know if he just says, hey, you know what, I'm going to go play for the Lakers for $6 million.
I know. And the other variable there is, now he's using, I believe it's his former stepmom as his agent. I don't know what kind of experience she has, but a lot of times this is when you do need an experienced agent, whether, you know, a man or a woman that has connections around the league where, you know, if you make one play.
His agent is his former stepmom.
Yes, exactly. And you remember this, Dan, from years ago. Once you get family members involved, remember with Mark Messier's negotiations with the New York Rangers, he had his dad and his brother negotiating for him. And then all of a sudden, when, you know, the Rangers are saying certain things, he's getting up there in age, he looks a little slow, they take it personally. They don't take it as business. So you always have to factor that in as well. But I think you're absolutely right. If Kyrie would have turned down the $36 million and take $6 million, we would all say, are you crazy for doing that? But guess what? He's so unpredictable that it wouldn't be the craziest thing if he did it.
But let's look at the teams that he put out there. Let's just be fair to what has been reported. The team that makes the most sense for Kyrie and makes the most sense for that team is which scenario?
Well, I would say probably the Lakers, just because you have Anthony Davis there and you do have LeBron, and he's one with LeBron. He needs to go to a team where he's not going to be the best player. He was the best player for a while in Cleveland. They weren't any good. He was the best player before Jason Tatum emerged in Boston. And, you know, they did better without Kyrie than they did with him. So I would say the Lakers. I still think the best situation for him is Brooklyn. Remember, Joe Harris is going to be coming back. That's a great shooter. Ben Simmons, I don't know what to expect out of him, but he is talented. Let's face it, he can defend, he could rebound. I still think that's the best place for him. One of the teams that you have to laugh, he throws the Philadelphia 76ers in there. We all know that he and James Harden had a big time falling out. It's almost Kyrie's way of trying to spin the story. See, I want to go to Philadelphia, but you guys are all saying that I didn't get along with James Harden. Come on now. We all know they didn't get along with James Harden, but it all makes sense. He spends a lot of time in L.A. You got the two L.A. teams. Philly's close to West Orange, New Jersey, where he lives. Obviously, the Knicks are close. And then you have, you know, Dallas with Mark Cuban with deep pockets. And then everybody wants to go to Miami. So all the teams make sense from that standpoint.
All right. Recap what the Knicks did.
Well, the Knicks did a lot of maneuvering, a lot of future picks. You know, it's funny. When Oklahoma City collects picks, everyone is saying, wow, look how smart they are. And the Knicks do it, I think, because people are judging it on their past, thinking somehow they'll screw it up. To me, it's clear that they're trying to get money here to sign Jalen Brunson. And we all know the relationship. Leon Rose, the GM, or the president of the Knicks, represented Jalen. Leon's son now represents him. Rick Brunson is Jalen's dad. The Knicks just hired Rick Brunson. Tom Thibodeau knows Jalen Brunson. So it's all somehow connected. Mm. And I don't know how Dallas is never going to be able to prove tampering, because somehow they're all related to Jalen somehow. But I think they're doing this to clear cap space. The one thing is, if you could have drafted a player, a point guard, you're getting him on a rookie deal. Now you're going to be giving upwards of, you know, $20+ million to a player who I think is good. The kid wins. He's a leader. He's tough. He's strong. He's gotten better every year. I don't think it's the worst thing that the Knicks did.
You tweeted out this morning at 8:46, or was that last? No, last night. The Knicks aren't giving up on Purdue's Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
Maybe difficult to pull off, but it ain't over yet. Yeah. Where do we stand this morning at 10:31 Eastern?
Well, it's over now, and that's what they were hoping to do, was where they were going to draft. They were going to try to move players around to try to get down to Jaden Ivey. And that's the thing. If they had drafted him, if they were able to move down and get him, then this whole thing about getting Jalen Brunson, it would still be in play, but not to the degree that it is now. Because when you don't draft anybody and you were a lottery team last year, you have to be making some big moves. Well, we know how it works, Dan. I mean, come on. They have to believe that they have a really strong chance of getting Jalen Brunson. Why else would they be doing all this?
You're right about, you know, the Knicks are stockpiling draft picks, Oklahoma City. But I have more confidence in Oklahoma City because Sam Presti, there's a better history there.
That's right.
The Knicks might be doing it, but it's one thing to have draft picks. It's another thing, what do you do with the draft picks? Cleveland had draft picks for years, and they were horrible at drafting.
Yeah, and
the Browns. The Browns.
And Sam Presti's done a brilliant job. I mean, you know, he drafted three MVPs. You know, Kevin Durant, you and I could have drafted him. I get that. But James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, the kid, Josh Giddey, that they have now. But remember this, too. When you have all those draft picks, you can then attach draft picks with players. So, for example, let's say there was a team out there that might be willing to take Julius Randle, and you add in a draft pick. Maybe you could take a good player back. When good players become available, a lot of times teams are saying, well, we're going to rebuild. What do you have? Well, now the Knicks have all these draft picks to offer. Again, I don't think it's the worst thing to have that many assets like they have right now.
Which team had the best night last night?
I think Oklahoma City definitely did. And I think Detroit, I give them a lot of credit. Troy Weaver, you know, you could tell that they're building towards something. I think Cade Cunningham, who began the season kind of injured toward the end of the season, a lot of people thought he should be Rookie of the Year. I did, because he didn't play enough games. But, you know, they're adding Jaden Ivey. So I think Detroit looks like a team that's starting to come up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I love the Ivey pick. I've said it probably five times this morning, so I'm probably overrating him. But if you get DeAndre Ayton, you know, maybe you start – you got a young team there. And, you know, it's tough sledding in the East. But I like what Detroit is at least trying to do.
Yeah.
It feels like they have a game plan.
I completely agree. When you're rebuilding, they're going about it the right way. Another team, you know, Patrick Baldwin Jr. was a kid that was coming out of high school in the Chicago area. His dad at the time was assistant coach at Northwestern. He was one of the top recruits in the country. He was injured, did not play that well his first year at Milwaukee playing for his father. And then he goes to Golden State. If you're a young player that was, you know, that didn't have the greatest freshman year for whatever reason, and you end up in a situation like that, great environment, great culture, you get to play with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, you're going to learn how to be a pro right away. I actually think the Warriors, considering where they picked and the fact that they're the champions, I actually thought that was a pretty interesting pick by them.
You know, the Warriors were such a great story this year, but then the way they acted after they won the championship, like this us against the world, and like they became... dislikable.
Yeah. Well, Dan, come on. You've been doing this forever. Every time a team wins, it doesn't matter which team it is. You always get players in the locker room that say, only the guys in this locker room thought we can do that. Well, no, that's not really true. A lot of people thought that you guys could win. I was a little surprised. I think that's where we are today with social media and so many television shows and radio programs like yourself. I'm surprised at how much the players do pay attention to this stuff. Even a guy like Steph Curry. I was on the court after the game. His dad mentioned how the idea that he hadn't ever won a finals MVP was wearing on him. Dan, when we were covering the finals in the 90s, we never went into an NBA finals thinking, I wonder who might win finals MVP. Now it's something that we actually talk about before the finals even began. Of course, in the 90s, we all knew that Michael Jordan was going to win it anyway. That's besides the point. But it's these things like, did Steph Curry need to win a finals MVP to validate his career? I never thought that, but clearly he did. Because and then after the game, he brought up how people said that he was never going to win. I was kind of surprised that a team like that, that's accomplished so much, is so worried about what people in the media are saying. This is our job to talk about it.
Yeah, I wonder if the MVP in the finals is an overrated award from the standpoint of you can have two bad games or you might have three really good games. KD, does KD win the finals MVP without having Steph Curry there? Yeah. Andre Iguodala won the MVP, guarding LeBron, and LeBron averaged almost a triple-double, which I still don't understand how Steph didn't win it that year. That's why it's like, it's kind of tricky. Cedric Maxwell won it for the Celtics, you know, one year. You just have these outliers.
Yeah, and I think really what you're trying to say is it's a bunch of knuckleheads in the media voting for it. So it's 11 people. It's a subjective award, number one. And if you go back and look.
Wait, it's only 11 people?
Yeah, so this way it's an odd number. This way it can end up tied. Now, the most recent ones have been 11 people voting for it.
Do you vote?
You know, I haven't had a finals vote in a long time. I think the last time I had a finals vote, I wrote the words Michael Jordan, which was kind of easy. But, you know.
Wait, you got stripped of the honor of voting for the. What? Wow.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I'm not one of the chosen. And I was at the game, too. Now, they would have had to look to find me because the seating in Boston, it's not like the old days, Dan. We were basically right on the court. We were all the way up in the rafters. Wasn't a bad seat, though. You could see a lot. One thing about Curry, go look up his games, the last three games of that series. Look at the numbers he put up. It's almost as if Iguodala had a huge last game, and it's almost like they're basing it on Game 6, as opposed to all the games leading up to that.
Maybe that's why you don't vote anymore, because you bring up interesting.
I put too much thought into it.
Yeah, you did. I remember when I voted for the MVP. I voted for all the awards, but I remember voting for Jordan the year Barkley won. I voted for Jordan when Karl Malone won.
Yeah.
And so you would hear from, like a columnist would say, from the Deseret News, be like, we want to get your thoughts on why you didn't vote for Karl Malone. I go, well, the most valuable player in the NBA is Michael Jordan,
exactly.
No matter what. And he's going to win a championship. Well, you can't vote on what you think he's going to do. I go, well, I'm going to. Michael is the most valuable player. Like LeBron has been the most valuable player to the league with That's everything right. that happens. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm voting for Michael Jordan.
It becomes voter fatigue, really, a little bit. And also, it became, for Karl Malone, a bit of a lifetime achievement award. What I love now, voting for the awards, and this year I voted for all of them, for Defensive Player of the Year, Bam Adebayo, you know, comes from the culture in Miami. He said, I should have won the award. He played 56 games. We never used to even consider someone for an award unless they played minimum 65. He played 56 games and thought he should have been the Defensive Player of the Year. Draymond Green played in the 40s, and he thought he should have been first-team All-Defense. It's bizarre how guys don't think you should have to participate. Like I said, the NBA should be the one sport that gives out participation trophies because not enough guys participate.
Well, I said to the commissioner a couple of weeks ago, you got to have a number here. You got to have minutes played or games played
100%.
To get to qualify for these awards.
I'll give you, you'll love this stat. So Mikal Bridges led the NBA in total minutes played. All right? If this were 19 years ago, he would have finished 37th in minutes played. 39-year-old Michael Jordan, or as may 39-year-old Karl Malone, 40-year-old Michael Jordan played more minutes that year in 2002, I guess that is, or 2001, than Mikal Bridges, the leader in minutes played this year in the NBA. Think about that.
We should do a podcast, Get Off My Lawn. Just you and me.
I'm up for it. Will Tom Brady join us every once in a while? He'll probably turn it down when he hears that.
That's true.
I'm a big Brady guy.
Frank, thanks for joining us this
all right, Dan. Thanks a lot. Yeah, looking great.
Frank Isola. Frank lost his vote. Like, I lost my vote when I left the mothership. I don't get to vote on the NBA awards. Frank covers the NBA, and he lost his vote for the finals MVP. That one's got to hurt. One of 11 people? That one hurts a little bit. All right, let me take a break. I got some phone calls to get to. Also, an update from Woj on James Harden. Have that for you right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Last week it was reported James Harden was expected to re-sign with the 76ers, a short-term extension. Well, today, this morning, Adrian Wojnarowski indicated that he still believes that that's going to be the case. James Harden said he intended to exercise his $47 million option to stay in Philly next season, and that he would apparently sign a shorter contract there. Is that something that Kyrie Irving will do? I'd like to ask James Harden, hey, what do you think if Kyrie came to the 76ers? There's no way that Kyrie would want to go. Joel Embiid's not going to want that. It's like, oh, I got to share the ball with James Harden. Now I got to share it with Kyrie. We heard from Tom Brady. It was a surprise yesterday. Paulie did. And Paulie, would you recap your conversation? Well, not a conversation. It was a Twitter reply.
The preface is we had Tom Brady on the show last week for the first time in, I think, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Tommy, as I call him now, he said, happy national, this is on Twitter,
okay,
happy National Hydration Day, or as my comically large water bottle and I say, it's Tuesday. And it was a TB12 water bottle that had to be 3 feet tall next to a football. And I gave a little dad joke. I go, your water bottle has an undertow.
Okay. All right.
Serviceable at best.
Yeah.
But Tommy liked that kind of humor and said, don't fight it, Paul. Swim parallel to the shore and definitely add electrolytes.
So he called you Paul.
My good friends call me Paul. Paul is my show name.
Oh. So I've known you for 20 years and I've been calling you Paulie for 20 years.
Huh? It's kind of the show thing.
Oh, it's a show thing.
But I call him Tommy now.
Okay. All right.
Tommy, giving a swim parallel to the shore, a little undertow advice.
But if he would have called you Paulie, then it would have been really important because then he would have said, oh, I'm Paulie from the show.
Right.
Now you're just Paul.
I could be just some random guy who made a pithy joke.
Yes.
Now, is this Tom Brady himself replying or is this his social media team?
Don't kill my buzz.
That's just the jealousy coming out.
I know. Seton loves him some Tom Brady.
Why don't I tweet at Tom Brady?
Hey, Tom.
Damn it.
Tom, you should be tweeting back to me.
He would say, hey, Seaman.
Now, if he did that, that would be awesome. He'd be like, hey, Seaman, what about Fritzy's limericks? Why are they on the newsletter now?
I still have a big problem with, I thought Paul's line was way better, and Paul got like 37 likes.
30, yeah, 30
and Tom, more. Just for replying, got like 1,000 or something.
Yeah,
that's garbage.
I know. But that's where, if you're around somebody who's funny, and no matter what they say, people laugh. Because there are times you're around these comedians, and you might say something funnier than they do, but you're not going to get the same response. And I think that's what it was with Paulie. Yeah, Paul.
Speaking of comedians, do you think comedians only like hanging out with other comedians because then there's less pressure to do that? Because if you're like David Spade or someone like that, and you're just out in the public, people expect you to be on the whole time, like at a bar or restaurant. That's got to be really tough as a comedian.
Yeah, but when I hang out with other sportscasters, you kind of want to prove, you know, your angle, your opinion, your thought is at a higher level than them. I don't know. Feels like you would want to be competing. Yes, Todd.
I would know nothing personally about it,
that's
but
true.
If you were a comedian, I would want to be challenged with other very bright, clever, you know, quick comedians as opposed to just being in a room where people may or may not be a little funny once in a while. It keeps you on your game when everybody around you is so witty all the time.
Seton?
But I've been around, I'd say, like one time I was watching a stand-up comic, and there were other stand-up comics around the area along with the whole crowd, and the stand-up comics laughed at every single thing the person on stage said. I think that there's a little bit of like we're all in this together kind of thing with stand-up comics.
No, they
know what it's like to go on there and kill. Only they know what it's like to go on there and bomb. So they're just kind of always supportive.
James in New Jersey joins us. Good morning, James. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Listen, you have to go for the movie. First, it's a slap at the Sports Emmy people when you win the Oscar. I'm lining up the cast and everything.
Bloop. Okay.
Warren Buffett, $100 million for the budget. Sandman directs. Will Ferrell and Jim Parsons, exec producers. Ohio A-lister heartthrob George Clooney plays you. Fritzy, Burt Young. Seton, man of the people, voluminous music knowledge, Bruce Springsteen. Pauly, normal on the surface, homicidal maniac underneath, Christopher Walken. And finally, Marvin, Will Smith, because if he tries to slap someone with those small hands, he'll miss.
Wow. Thank you, James. And we had somebody who asked me if I ever thought about making a movie about my life leaving ESPN. Yes.
I think you should lock up James as a producer right now.
Yeah.
Get him writing, get him started on the script, because that was a solid breakdown.
Yeah, Paul.
Someone on the Twitter said the cast of If We Did a Show About Us, John Favreau would play Fritzy.
Okay.
Now they're going for like more of a real cast here.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris as Seton.
I could see it.
Funny guy.
Yeah, I could see it.
Daniel Kaluuya, I think that's how you pronounce his name, the actor from Get Out, would play Marvin.
Ooh.
Good actor. Big time actor.
Yeah.
Woody
yeah.
Harrelson is me. Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
The hairline's already set.
Yeah, Woodrow.
Tom Hanks is you, Dan.
Tom Hanks.
That movie's getting made with that star power.
I like that.
And then there's a McLovin flashback or cameo. John Oliver.
John Oliver plays McLovin.
I can see that.
All right.
Imagine if we made the movie and left Andrew out completely.
That'd be great. Yeah. Is Sandra Bullock my love interest?
Oh. Who would she play?
She'd play my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sandy?
Sandy Bullock. Yes, Todd.
That's quite the budget, some of those names we just mentioned.
Well, they're going to probably do it for scale. They just want to...
That'd be nice. That'd be a nice gesture.
This is a movie that needs to be made.
It's for the work.
Yes, that's what they're going to say. This movie needs to be made.
And when you're given the speech for winning the Oscar, I just want to thank you for having the courage to make this.
The winner is John Favreau, who played Fritzy.
Yeah.
The guy from Swingers. He did it.
Yeah.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Brandy in Iowa. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Patrick.
Hi, Brandy.
A little additional insight due to the recent relegation news yesterday. Not sure if the backroom guys can track this because you're talking about new subscriber, unsubscriber. But unfortunately, with the recent news of your relegation yesterday, I, too, have had to make the hard management decision to relegate the newsletter from my primary inbox to my spam folder.
Wow.
With the option that if it improves, we can move it back up.
Okay, fair enough,
Thank you,
Brandy.
Always.
All right.
Hurtful, but honest. What are you going to do with that?
The newsletter is free.
Turn down something free.
Yes. He doesn't want to be bothered by our newsletter.
So from his primary inbox to spam.
350 new subscribers to
go.
The newsletter.
The public has spoken. I don't know about this
guy. Because of you. Absolutely. We don't need Brandy.
We don't.
How about I put him in my spam folder?
There you go. Relegate him to not calling anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that. Texas football back? Question mark? Not the Texans. The Longhorns. Final hour coming up. One more item as we close out hour two, and from head to toe, I'm decked out in Link Soul. Got my hoodie on. I've got these pants on that are kind of like warm-up pants, but they can be golf pants. I could wear them to dinner if I wanted to. I don't know what the name of it is, but Paulie, do you have an idea what these pants are called?
Yeah, I think they're called Awesome Pants.
Awesome Pants.
Yep.
You might have to check.
Check that.
Yeah, Link Soul. Link Soul has everything you need. You want a great polo shirt. Maybe you're going to dinner. You want a long sleeve shirt. The bamboo pant is the right combination for you. Boardwalker shorts. I can't get them off Fritzy. Well, I'm not trying to get them off. I mean, he's
You did make one attempt, which is awkward.
Sorry. Link Soul has something for everybody. Styles, colors, you're ready to go for the summer. Be prepared for have people to go, you look awesome. LinkSoul.com, LinkSoul.com. Get 15% off and free shipping with your first order.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.